You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you take on your home improvement, your repair, and your decor projects. So, we ask you, what are you planning for this weekend? Maybe it's for this month. Maybe it's for next month. What project is on your to-do list? Because ours happens to be empty right now. It's very unusual. We have nothing to do. So we want to help you out. So give us a call with those questions. We'll get you started. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, the pandemic has changed a lot about how we buy things, and that includes what we look for in new homes. In fact, according to a recent survey that was done by Realtor.com, 65% of people are house hunting with one feature in mind. One feature is more important than anything else in the house. We're going to tell you what that is in just a bit.
And if you've ever taken on a tiling project, you might know that some of the more inconvenient parts of the project are that it's messy and, you know, it takes days because you have to wait for the adhesive to set before you can grout. So we're going to show you a trick of the trade to install tile that's a lot less messy and it's far faster in just a bit.
And if you're ready for a new floor and you've got pets, it is smart to choose a type of flooring that can stand up to all the wear and tear those pets can dish out. So we're going to tell you what's on the market today and give you some recommendations on the best pet-resistant flooring.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor. We're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for projects big and small.
We know you can do it, so give us a call right now. We will get you started. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. You can leave a message for us. We'll call you back the next time we're in the studio, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. So let's get started.
Bill in Florida needs some help with a new home. How can we help you with that?
My brother-in-law purchased a home lived in by a smoker of 13 years, a heavy smoker, inundated the home with considerably with the smoke, and we had mentioned some options to him, which was kills, take out the rug, and sanitize his ductwork. Well, he's done two of those three things, except for the sanitation of the ductwork, of the vent system, and there's still preponderance of smell in there. And I was just wondering, are there any other mitigating things that we haven't considered that we could provide to him to help him out?
Did you do anything to the subfloor that was underneath the padding?
He did nothing to the subfloor. I know that for a fact.
Okay, it would be a very good idea to prime that.
Well, he's not a man of means, so to pull the rug up and put it back down is probably not going to be an option for him.
Are you sure that filters have been changed in the ductwork and in the cooling system itself?
Okay, I know the filters have been changed because I changed them myself when I showed them to him. He has not had the ductwork cleaned, and one of the recommendations we're making is that he hire someone to get in there and clean it. And when you take out the big intake vent, there's just yellow corrosion all around that foam as it leads up into the roof of the property. So I've recommended that he might want to have that foam pulled out, but again, depending on the expense, I don't know if he can do that. Is that something you guys would recommend?
Well, here's another step that you could take in the meanwhile, and that is that 3M has a filter that just came out on the market that is a carbon-based filter. So it's designed to not only filter the air in terms of dust particles, but it's also designed to remove odors from the air. So you might want to think about replacing the HVAC filters with the 3M Filtrete odor reduction filters. The carbon in there is pretty significant. It's about five or six times more than what the nearest competitor has. It really is quite a lot, and I think it might help a little bit in this case. Cleaning the ducts when they're that dirty and that gross is going to be probably a good move, but you might just want to replace the filter with one that's designed to absorb odor in the meantime.
Well, I appreciate the assistance. We'll try the filters, and we'll just go from there.
Try the filter. It's not very expensive, and it's probably $25, $30, and it'd be worth a shot.
Okay. Hey, thanks for your time, guys. Good show. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Pat in Michigan, tell us what's going on with the leak.
We had some shingles that blew up, and the water got underneath, and it leaked, and then onto my ceiling. You know, we had high winds with, like we call side, so I've had the roof repaired, but I still have some leak water stains on my ceiling, and I'm trying to figure out how to cover them up, without having to paint all of the ceiling. And my ceilings have never been painted. It's just raw drywall, but it's been textured.
Now, since this was storm damage, did you think to call your homeowner's insurance company?
No, because there's only three little, like one is a dime size, one is a quarter size, and the other one's like a dollar bill size.
Well, just for future reference, whenever you have shingles that blow off and leaks occur, that is why you pay for homeowner's insurance, so small or big. That's the kind of thing that's covered. If it was a worn-out roof, that's one thing. But if you have storm damage where shingles blow off and water gets in, then you could have had that whole ceiling repainted at the expense of your insurance company. But, okay, we're past that now. So the question is, how do you deal with those stains? Whenever you have a water stain on a ceiling, you have to prime that spot. Since they're small spots like that, you can spot prime it, which basically means just to prime over those little spots themselves, and then you'll paint over that. You'll have to, if you don't have some of the original paint, you're going to have to pick up something that matches.
There is no paint. This is just drywall, textured drywall, and they did not paint the drywall.
They never painted the drywall?
No. Ceilings here are not painted unless you ask for it.
Okay. Well, all I can tell you is if you want to get rid of the stain, you have to prime it. You have to prime on top of it. If you don't prime on top of it, anything that you put over that is going to leak right through. So it might be time to think about painting the ceiling, Pat.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, thank you very much. I certainly do appreciate your time.
Did you know that Americans take 20,000 breaths a day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors?
That's right. And according to the EPA, the level of indoor air pollutants can be 2 to 5 times higher than outdoor air and occasionally more than 100 times higher. Plus, every spring we get socked with allergens, too. Well, Air Doctor is an air purifier that filters out dangerous contaminants like pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold. Their Ultra HEPA filter has been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested allergens, including bacteria and viruses.
That's impressive. Now, Air Doctor also comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping.
And they're offering a special discount to Money Pit listeners. Just head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you'll also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer in right now by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code MONEYPIT. That's airdoctorpro.com, promo code MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Lee in South Carolina on the line who wants to build a koi pond. How can we help you?
Off the deck of my house in the one corner, I've got a bridge going to a gazebo. What I want to do is 2 feet out from the gazebo, I'm doing a raised flower bed. And from the flower bed 4 feet out all the way around the gazebo, I want to do a koi pond. And everyone keeps telling me that you got to do it in concrete because it's with liners, it would cause too many, you'd have to have too many liners and sealing them, and it'd be a lot more of a problem.
Well, there's a lot of ways to build a koi pond, and most folks use liners.
Well, I mean, you have to use something. So you can either build almost like you would a small pool and pour a concrete, I say foundation for lack of a better word, but, a concrete form, or you can get a plastic pool form. They're black. You see them at, I know the home center by me that sells koi. It's actually a garden center that sells koi and pump equipment for water features have a variety of sizes of these black sort of they look like kiddie pools, essentially, but they're interesting shapes, and you dig out and then place this in the ground. Or you can get the black liner, which comes in a variety of widths and thicknesses, and then you would dig out the formation that you like, especially it seems like yours is a bit more specialized and free-formed and has to sort of fit into a different area of measurements that you have specific ideas in mind. So the liner is probably better because it will work with your specific dimensions. And you'll dig out. You'll have to dig the slope into it as well. If you want shallow areas or deep areas, you'll have to dig that all in as well. Then you'll put sand down just to keep a smooth area. And then you'll put the liner in. And it sort of, when you put the water in, will start to take the shape of that area. And then what you'll have to do around the top on those edges is you'll have to use all natural rocks and large stones to hold that down and hide all of that lining. But there's no reason why you can't use a plastic liner.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, if you are a pet lover like us, we've got a great new contest that's live now on MoneyPit.com. It is called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it is paw-scented by our friends at LL Flooring.
I love it. I mean, we really went with a name that tells you exactly what to do. It cracks me up every time we say it. You guys, if you want to enter, all you need to do is post a picture of your pet with a short description. You know, maybe the pet has a hard hat on. I don't know, a tool belt or something. I'm just kidding. We just want to see your pets. And then you've got to share your entry and invite your friends to vote. Now, the top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy. Now, you can choose from any of LL Flooring's beautiful styles, including scratch-resistant floors, as well as water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, or waterproof vinyl. There's a theme here, pet-friendly floors. This is exactly what I'm saying.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest at moneypit.com/contest.
Stuart's on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I'm wondering at what point in a house life should you look at the insulation in your attic and re-insulating?
Well, if you have insulation that's old and you notice that it's sort of sagging and compressed and no longer fluffy, at that point I would remove the insulation and replace it. If you've got insulation that's still pretty fluffy and it holds a lot of air, but you just don't have enough of it, then you can add additional layers on top of that. You do that with unfaced fiberglass batts. You lay them in perpendicular to the existing insulation to try to get up to that, say, 15 to 20 inch level of insulation, because at that level you're going to be super insulated and it's really going to make a big savings in your heating costs.
Okay, but if it's flat, it needs removed before you put further insulation on top of it. It needs to have a little bounce to it, I guess.
If it's old and it's flat and it's compressed and it's sagging, then I would take it out and start from scratch.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Stuart. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, the pandemic impacted our priorities in a lot of ways, and that certainly includes what Americans are looking for when they shop for a house. According to a new survey by Realtor.com, 65% of homebuyers are shopping for places with a particular type of flex space, and that is space for extended family. In fact, the desire for additional space was the top reason that was driving home shoppers' decisions to purchase a new home in the coming year, as well as the need for a home to serve multiple purposes, especially the ability to work remotely.
Now, Realtor.com, they also reported that garages, large backyards, and a space for pets sort of always have ranked high on buyers' wish lists, but those features have grown in importance currently. Now, the top 10 pandemic-induced most desired home features included 28% of people want a quiet location. I mean, you've got to find a space away from the kids to get your job done, because we have all had embarrassing Zoom calls. I can only imagine. 25% of people are looking for an updated kitchen. We all had to cook a lot more and spend a lot more time inside, so that's really important. 24% are looking for a garage. I mean, storage is key, and I know a lot of us put stuff outside. 24% talking about a large backyard, and 20% an outdoor living area. I mean, for ages, this was the only way we could socialize, and I mean, it's sort of still that way, but that's really important to have a great space that you can entertain your friends safely. 19% were looking for an updated bathroom, 18% were looking for space for pets, and 16% were looking for an open floor plan, which sort of goes against that quiet location. You know, you're definitely prone to more Zoom mishaps with those open floor plans.
Yeah, I think the comparisons are interesting. I mean, open floor plans used to be extremely popular, right? I mean, that was really the way homes were being designed for a lot of the last 20 years. And now they're important to only 16% of buyers, which means people want to be able to close themselves off, keep a little space between you and the kids and everything else that's happening around the house.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these are the coworkers you spend the most time with, your family, and sometimes you don't always get along. Now, space for pets is almost equal in importance to an updated bathroom. That's really important.
Yeah, and that's crazy, isn't it? I mean, bathrooms and kitchens always were the number one, number two. They went back and forth on most important. Now we're ranking space for the pets right up there with a space for a nice updated bathroom. And then having that updated kitchen is actually less important than a quiet location and almost equal to having a garage and a big backyard. So again, you know, it's functional and it's useful, but these other things are just as important to folks about location and garages and big backyards. So I think the whole way we look at our homes has definitely changed as a result of being inside and so close to our immediate family for all of these months through the pandemic. We'll see how it, you know, plays out in the future. But I think it's really interesting how our expectations and our desires have changed.
I always loved those memes during the pandemic where it was like, I hate my coworkers today. And it would be like a person with a picture of their kids behind them.
Exactly.
It just cracked me up.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Michelle in Minnesota is on the line with a bathroom floor thing, is all I can call it. What is going on? You're getting moisture coming up through the floor?
Yes, it's a laminate floor. This is my third summer in this house, and it's the first time that I've had this issue. And it was started around the warm and humid days. At first, I thought maybe that it was my toilet leaking because I had a new toilet put in last summer. But the plumber did come out and pull the toilet, and it didn't look like it was leaking or that the seal was broken on it. So we're thinking that it's condensation from the concrete slab coming up between the slats of the laminate flooring.
So the laminate flooring is on top of a concrete slab?
Correct, yep.
What's this doing to the floor? Is it causing it to deform in any way, or is it just showing up as a stain?
It is not buckling or anything along the edges. He thinks that maybe it's a rubber flooring, more of a rubber-based flooring rather than a wood. And so it has not curled the edges or anything like that. It just seeps up as moisture, and it comes beads up right along the edges of the laminate.
Do you have air conditioning in this bathroom?
I do not. Nope.
Yeah, I was thinking cooler, moist air against a warmer floor could cause additional condensation. So look, if you want to reduce the moisture that's coming up through the bathroom, there's a couple of things I can suggest. First of all, you want to take a look at the grading and the drainage conditions outside that bathroom, because the slab, if it's getting very wet, is extremely hydroscopic. So all the moisture in the earth will be drawn into the slab, and that's going to wick up and show up in your bathroom, apparently. So take a look at your gutters and downspouts. Make sure they're clean and free-flowing, and the spouts are extending 4 to 6 feet from the house. Get all that roof water away. And then take a look at the angle of the soil and make sure that that's sloping away. Now, do you have a fan in this bathroom?
Yes.
That is helpful. You might want to think about replacing the fan with one that has a built-in humidistat, because that's convenient on a couple of fronts. First of all, when you take a shower and you leave the bathroom, turn the switch off, it'll actually stay on until all the moisture is properly vented out of there.
And if it does get humid on its own, then the humidistat will kick the fan on and also dry it out. They're not terribly expensive. I know Brone makes a good one. There are a number of manufacturers you can find this from. And keep an eye on the floor. Some laminate floors, you know, stand up very well to moisture. I've seen laminate floors that are going to be submerged, and they don't seem to be affected by it, but others will buckle just like hardwood would. So just keep an eye on it. And if it ends up that it does have to be replaced, I would paint that cement slab underneath with a couple of coats of epoxy paint to kind of seal in and stop the moisture from evaporating through it in the room.
Okay.
But only if you get that far. I mean, I wouldn't tell you to tear up the floor now, but if you have to replace it, just make sure you seal the slab at the same time.
Now we've got Carl in Maryland on the line. Welcome to the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
My toilet is making a whistling sound. It's a high-pitched monotone. Doesn't do it all the time. It starts and stops intermittently. I've tracked it down to where the fill is, where the water comes into the toilet.
Yeah, what's causing that, Carl, is the fill valve, and it's not an unusual condition. We see that a lot. We've heard about it many times. And the reason it happens intermittently is it's somewhat indicative on the expansion and contraction of those parts, and it's going to vary based on the water temperature. But it also was only going to happen when the toilet's refilling. So what you should do is simply replace the fill, and while you're at it, the flush valve, because they usually come in a set. They're not very expensive. You can buy both for probably $15. And if you follow the instructions that come with these, it is a do-it-yourself project to be able to kind of pretty much rebuild your toilet.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, if I may point out something, it does it when the water's not running in the house at all. Sometimes.
Right, and here's why that's happening, okay? Because you probably have a leaky flush valve. That's one of the reasons I said to replace both fill and flush valves. Because if you have a leaky flush valve, you get a very slow leak of water out of the bowl, the fill valve will respond to that and refill that bowl. So you're probably wasting some water because of this condition as well. So it's a good thing you found it. But again, it's an easy, inexpensive fix, and you can do it yourself.
Okay, very good, Tom. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you've ever taken on a tiling project, you may know that one of the more inconvenient parts of this project is that it's messy and it takes days to complete because you've got to wait for that adhesive to set before you can grout. Now, SimpleMat is a project that changes all of that. You're like, what is this? Wow, that sounds great. Well, SimpleMat is a two-sided adhesive mat, and that's going to replace the need for thin-set mortar or messy mastic adhesive. It is the quickest, easiest, and cleanest way to install tile on backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. So you just apply the SimpleMat to the surface that you want to tile, and then you add the tile. It's sticky on both sides, so that's how it works. And the tile is going to bond instantly. So once you're done placing the tile, you can start to grout right away.
Yeah, I love it. There's no mortar, there's no mixing, there's no mess, and you get to grout immediately, which is going to save a ton of time. Now, you can use SimpleMat on vertical or horizontal surfaces when you use it with Simple Grout. And a backsplash project can be completed in just a few hours. SimpleMat is a product of Custom Building Products. Custom Building Products, no mortar, no mixing, no mess. Learn more at CustomBuildingProducts.com.
Pat in Arkansas is dealing with a humid house. What's going on there?
Well, I have a new heat pump, and it's not taking out the humidity. Of course, I live in a humid area, but I just wondered, it's supposed to take out the humidity, as I understood.
Well, not really. I mean, air conditioners in general, central air conditioners, which is essentially what a heat pump is, are not designed to be dehumidifiers. They do dehumidify by virtue of the fact that they're cooling the air, but they're not as effective as other forms of dehumidifiers. There's a couple of other ones that you could consider, one of which is called a whole home dehumidifier, and that's built into the HVAC system. It would be built into the duct system, and that can take out about 90 pints of water a day.
Uh-huh.
And there's another type of standalone dehumidifier. In fact, I just put one of these in my own house, and I thought it was absolutely terrific. It's by Santa Fe, And it's a small dehumidifier that installs, in my case, I put it in my basement, and actually is suspended from the ceiling in an unfinished part of the basement. And it's only 12 by 12 by 22, and it takes out 70 pints of water a day. And it's really neat. Once I had it up for an hour or so, I went down there, and you could just see this pretty strong stream of water dripping out of it, and all that water used to be in the air, and now it's no longer there. So you need to do some dehumidification, and I think that you'll find that that will do the trick, Pat.
Okay. What is the average humidity supposed to be in the house?
30 to 50%?
Well, yeah, as I say, around 40, so we're in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
And if you put a good dehumidifier in, that will be set up to a humidistat so that you'll always know what the humidity is.
And it'll come on as it's needed.
Right, exactly.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, I thank you so much.
Daniel in Louisiana is on the line with a stinky water situation. What's going on?
Okay, my girlfriend moved into a dentist office about a year ago, and the office sat vacant for a couple of years before she moved in. And now the water has a rotten egg smell to it. It's not coming from anything. It's actually coming from the water itself. It's not like coming from a drain or anything like that. It's actually coming from the water when you turn it on.
Okay.
Hot and cold water.
Because if it's coming just from the hot water, then that what that means is that there's a bad anode rod in the water heater itself, so that could be contributing to it. If it's coming from both hot and cold water, and it's coming not just when you turn the water on, but when it runs for a while, if it still smells that way.
Exactly.
Then I think what you're going to need to do is to put a charcoal filter in. I would put a whole house water filter in so that it's installed at the main, and that will actually treat all of the water going through the house and take that smell away.
Okay, just so what kind's out there? I'm not sure. I'm not.
Called a whole house water filter. Lots of manufacturers out there, but you want a whole house water filter, not just one at the faucet itself, a whole house.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
All right, good luck with that project, Daniel. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you're ready for a new floor and you've got pets, it's smart to choose a type of flooring that can stand up to all the wear and tear that those pets definitely can dish out. The good news is that today there are literally dozens of products to choose from that can add style to your rooms, but also stand up to those pets. Now, first step is you've got to start with a durable base. So you want to choose a type of flooring that's scratch resistant, waterproof, or water resistant. And of course, you got to make sure it looks good also.
Now, LL Flooring has a number of options, including scratch-resistant floors, as well as water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, or waterproof vinyl. So, for example, LL makes an engineered hardwood floor that's a part of the AquaSeal flooring line. Now, the AquaSeal floors have a water-resistant sort of locking technology, and they're specifically designed to help protect against accidents and other messes for up to 72 hours, 3 days. Of course, we'd strongly recommend you clean up the mess before that, but if you didn't, it would keep that water out for about 3 days. They're also durable, so they can stand up to heavy foot traffic for both pets and people, and they're easy to clean, which is, of course, another key quality of a pet-proof floor. Now, another way to go is rigid vinyl plank flooring. LL Flooring makes a product called Core Lux, which is 100% waterproof, and it's got an enhanced wear layer that's going to defend it against scratches and scuffs and stains. And both of these types of flooring come in a wide variety of colors and styles that can be seen along with hundreds of other options if you use the Floor Finder tool at llflooring.com.
Last, let's talk about all that fur. I mean, people are like, the dogs make a mess with their scratchy feet, but they also shed a lot of hair. So AquaSeal and Corlux floors, they can handle that wear and tear that your pets are dishing out. But with all that shedding, you got to start thinking like a decorator. So here's a trick. If possible, try to match the color of the room's fabrics and or flooring to your pet's fur color. I mean, it's not going to stop the pet from shedding, but you're not going to notice it as much.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, if you've got a black dog and you've got a white rug, you're going to vacuum a lot. I mean, it's crazy. And if you've got multiple pets, maybe different color pets, different fur, a multicolor pattern for the upholstery or the rugs, that's definitely the best way to hide all that hair in between vacuuming.
Yeah, you know, we're taking care of our son's pet. We got a visitor for the summer. He's with the grandparents.
And his name is Kenny, and he is exactly the color of our hardwood floors. I mean, exactly. It's sort of a medium brown. In fact, when he lays down, and I'm like, he blends in with the floor. And we've noticed this over the summer that when he does shed, we really don't see it. But man, when you use the vacuum, the bag's like full. But you didn't at least have to see all that fur. It does, yeah. They kind of, especially in the hot summer, they shed a lot. Now, you can check out all the pet-proof flooring that LL Flooring makes at LLflooring.com. And at moneypit.com/contest, you can enter our Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest. And you can win $1,000 worth of flooring from LL Flooring, along with a $50 gift card to pick up some treats for your pet at Chewy. Again, that's moneypit.com/contest. We're going to pick three winners. Every winner is going to get $1,000 of flooring and that gift card from Chewy.
Kathy in Arizona is on the line and needs some help cleaning the garage. What can we do for you?
Well, we bought this house last fall, and the garage floor is, I'm sure, grease from the cars, but I don't know how to clean it up. I'm just wondering if I can do that myself or if I've got to hire somebody to do that.
I think you can do it yourself. What you want to do is pick up some trisodium phosphate. It's known as TSP. You'll see it in the hardware store or paint aisle of a home center. Mix that up into a paste-like consistency and cover the area of the stain. Let it sit for a while and then wash it out. Now, old oil stains are among the most difficult to take up, but it will brighten it up a bit. And if you want it to be cleaner than that, what I would do is I would wash the floor, let it dry really well, and then paint it. You could use an epoxy painting, garage floor painting system. It's a two-part epoxy that's chemical cured. So you mix the two parts of the paint together, you apply it to the floor, then you wait an hour or two, and it basically hardens right up for you. And then it'll be a lot easier to clean after that.
Okay, but so I can still put that epoxy over if I don't get all this grease up?
No, once you clean up the grease, as I mentioned, the grease may be up, but it might still be stained. And if you wanted to make it look nicer, then you could paint it.
Yeah, because the beginning part of this kit is usually like an etching compound that sort of prepares the floor to receive the coating. So if you can just get the actual grease off, even though the stain is there, it'll prepare it so that it will adhere to it.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, Ronnie in Atlanta needs some help figuring out why her ceiling gets wet. She says it's been ridiculously hot, so we run our air conditioning a lot. My problem is that I get leaks coming out of the AC ducts in the ceiling, and the hotter it gets, the worse it gets. What can I do to fix this?
So what's going on here is simply a problem of condensation. So the warmer the air gets in your house, the more moisture it holds. And when that warm, moist air strikes a cold surface, it releases its moisture. So I'm going to suspect that your ducts above these areas where they're leaking are not insulated or not insulated well enough. And so you're getting moisture that's forming in the attic space. It's forming on the outside of the ducts and the registers, and it's dripping straight through. So the solution is pretty straightforward here, Ronnie, and that is for you to insulate around those ducts. There's different types of duct wrap insulation that can work, but if you insulate them, you'll keep that hot, warm air from getting to the outside of the duct, and then you'll stop that condensation from forming and dripping through to your ceiling. And you can put away that umbrella once and for all.
I was going to say, finally, you can take off the raincoat. Jeez. All right, Ronnie.
Well, whether you're creating a kid's room for a new arrival or updating a space for kids who insist that they're not little anymore, working on a child's room can be a fun and creative adventure. Leslie's got three suggestions that can help make sure your project is a success in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, first of all, the trick is that you've got to go in knowing the parameters of what you can spend, the smarts of material selection, and how you can make that space safe, healthy, even adaptable as your child grows. Now, believe it or not, it is possible to combine coolness and practicality, safety and organization for a room that both you and your child are going to love. Now, you also have to think about how many kids are using the space now, how many kids are going to be in the space in the near future, the next 2 to 5 years. How old are your kids? What age landmarks are they hitting in that room in the next few years? So is it a baby going to a preschooler, grade schooler, tween to teen, etc.? And finally, what activities are you hoping to accommodate in that room? Is it sleeping and homework? You know, they hate to do homework, and so definitely put it in the bedroom because they will always go to it there. It's the worst. They also have to include space for playing, maybe arts and crafts or some sporting goods storage. Whatever it is, you have to figure out how your child is going to feel comfortable in that space and grow into that space and grow with that space. Now, if you think through these ideas with your child or kids or however many people are in that space, you know, even have them be involved in the design decisions. You know, of course, show options that you like all of them, not like, oh, haha, I'll pick this one nice one and this one ugly one and they'll totally pick the nice one. No, they're going to pick the ugly one. It just happens. So put out things that you like, everything that's in the right price point, and say, like, do you like this or this? Let them be involved because it's a lot of fun for them to be involved in the process, helping with paint color, all that stuff. I just let my son pick the paint color for his room. And if you have time, look up Benjamin Moore Green Bay. It's Green Bay Packers green. It's okay. Really bizarre in a bedroom. But he loves it.
Yeah, you're going to add some yellow to that? Isn't that their other color?
No, I added it. I did like one alcove in the green, and I did the rest sort of in like a mushroomy, taupey beige with a lot of white.
Right.
And then I added in a lot of white frames on that green wall. But he goes, I love sleeping in the pickle. Sleeping in the pickle. That's what my child said. So maybe don't let them pick the paint color 100%.
Hey, listen, it could have been worse.
Truly. If you want some more tips, guys, check out Create a Kids Room That Will Grow With Your Child on MoneyPit.com.
You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. If you've got questions about your projects, we've got answers 24/7. You can reach us at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.